It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
What do you do when you have a crush on a coworker? It's a difficult situation.
Oh,
you could
yeah.
do what most people do and plant drugs in their desk and
what?
Then call HR so that they get fired and then they're no longer a coworker, so it's not unprofessional to hit on them.
No.
Or you could make an Awkward Tuesday phone call. And that's what Grace wants to do today. She wants to make an Awkward Tuesday phone call about a workplace crush situation. Grace, you can do the Awkward Tuesday phone call, or if you want to plant some drugs, I got some in my pocket for just the occasion. I keep them handy at all times in case I need to plant drugs on somebody.
That's why.
Choice is yours, Grace.
I think I'll stick with the call today, but thank you. I appreciate the offer.
Okay.
I mean, I think it is the first time that the Awkward Tuesday phone call is actually the better option.
Yeah.
So, good on you, Grace.
Thank you. Source of good judgment.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you change your mind at any point, I haven't planted drugs on anybody all day, so I really want to, but...
How many drugs are you just randomly carrying around at any time?
Well, yeah, just wait till the police show up and try to search your desk, Brooke. All right, so you have a situation with a coworker, and that's why you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. So I have this coworker, Evan. I should make it clear before I tell you about that I have a boyfriend.
Oh, wait, what?
What?
Hold on, are you trying to cheat on your boyfriend with Evan?
No. Cheating is not my MO. That's, no.
Good. Okay, that's good.
My boyfriend is awesome. He's just a really decent dude, and we've been together for 3 years. We've moved in. It's all good. We are very healthy. It's just very civil and lovely and comfortable.
Sounds super hot.
That's not a
civil,
bad thing.
Lovely, and comfortable. Like it. Yeah.
You know, who doesn't love a little comfort and simplicity every now and again? You know what I mean? But I'm wondering because Evan's in the office and he is totally respectful. There's never been any boundaries crossed, but I get a little bit of a flirt vibe and I get the good bubbly feeling, you know?
Could wait, hold up. You're totally happy in a relationship, but...
But I got a crush.
You got a crush.
Okay.
Wait, why are we calling Evan then? You need to be talking to your boyfriend about this.
Here's the thing. I'm worried a little bit that Evan might actually kind of be my soulmate.
Soulmate? That much, huh?
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's weird because I haven't said that out loud to anybody else.
You think that this dude you work with is actually your soulmate, but you're in a relationship with another guy right now?
I don't know if he's my soulmate. He could be. I'm not sure. We haven't pursued anything. Like, there's no... It's been very PG rated.
You are all sorts of confused is what it sounds like to me. What makes you think that Evan's your soulmate?
You know, it's the look in the eye. It's the look in the eye, man. And I don't know if that's less, like, it's just even talking about office supplies is...
Super hot with him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You like staplers, too.
Ooh, paperclips.
Man.
Okay, to be fair, there are staplers that are better than other staplers.
No, there really are.
So, wait, what are you trying to do, though? You're trying to call Evan and test the waters because you're too scared to be single?
I'm not afraid to be single. I actually really love my relationship with my boyfriend. I love the life that we have. I love our dog. I love everything. Just, haven't you guys ever been with somebody and thought, well, maybe they're the one, but maybe I'm just settling and there's something better?
For sure.
I haven't.
Well, you're lucky because I can't help how I'm feeling and I can't pretend I'm not feeling this way.
Oh, Grace.
There's just something there.
Something about Evan.
Okay.
What are you hoping to do?
I kind of want to give Evan a call and just put it out there and see if I'm completely off base on this or if there's something that makes sense.
Okay, wait, hold up. Does Evan know you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay, and is Evan going to be shocked when you say that you have a crush on him?
I really hope not.
Or will Evan think you're a bad person going after him when you are in a relationship?
That's just it. I just need to know if there's even any interest in it. And then I'll know and I'll be able to figure it out at that point.
Okay, so if he's also interested in you, what are you going to do?
If he's interested, I would go for it. I would go full out. I would break up with my boyfriend and go for him.
Grace, you need to be breaking up with your boyfriend anyway if that's how you're feeling.
It's not that easy. You know it's not that easy.
And she doesn't feel that way about everybody. It's just Evan. Unless I'm wrong, Grace. Are there more Evans out there, or is it just this one coworker?
Just the one.
Okay. All right.
Whoa.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then give you a little advice, and you can call Evan in your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this, okay?
Thanks.
All right, hang on.